Hello, Why Not Callers. This is Steve Bell Canyon here with the Why Not Comment Tape for August 26, 1979, the week of August 26. Well, we have a lot of things coming. As you can hear from our introduction, we have our new Los Angeles diverter up, so you Los Angeles callers can have a chance to call into Why Not. Now, temporarily, I'm not quite sure when this piece is going to be out, which situation is going to be taking place. The diverter will have its own facility on the machine, which means it will not interrupt any present Why Not callers' availability to get into the machine. But, you know, in the beginning, we may have to just divert it to good old 6644, and maybe a little inconvenience in the beginning, but so we feel in the long run, after we get it working perfectly, it really should be, should work out pretty good. Now, we got a lot of things coming up. I have a couple of announcements to make about the new things on Why Not, how to improve Why Not, because Why Not's reputation right now with other people and other comment lines isn't too good, and I'm not too happy with the status right now. And our campaign from now on will be to try to improve the line in some way, and I'll be mentioning that in just a few moments. Okay, callers, as I said, I have a few brief announcements to make before the start of our comments this week. As I said before, we have a little problem with the status of Why Not right now. I'm not too happy. Other comment lines, the runners of other comment lines, new comment lines, consider Why Not to be one of the worst. Now, it could be a variety of things, the quality of our comments, the callers leaving the comments. I don't even know exactly what the gripe is. Naturally, we've had our problems before, you know, the battles we've had with other people. I'm not really talking about that. I'm really talking about people we're not even involved with, their opinion of Why Not, people I haven't even talked to myself, let alone any arguments we've had with anybody. I don't know exactly what the thing is right now. We made a statement that special tape, we made a statement we do not want to be ordered what to do, and that still goes. We still will take any help and any suggestion we possibly can get, because Why Not needs a lot of help, both quality-wise and, the comment-wise, exactly the what's going to be talked about on the line, what the topics are going to be. Other lines have some fantastic topics, and Why Not is kind of slacking in what is actually discussed in the comments. So, the next campaign we are going to have is Improve Why Not. Please, I'm going to give you the P.O. Box. I want you to write in and leave a comment on Why Not, exactly how you feel you can help, or a suggestion or what we can do to improve it. It's Why Not, P.O. Box 394, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. Please write in. Send us anything, any little piece of information that you think would help get Why Not up to the status of other comment lines which are running, because, hey, other people really don't feel Why Not too good. Somebody once told me they feel Why Not, the callers of Why Not are the riffraff of the comment lines, and I don't think that's fair. We want to try to improve that. Hey, everybody right now is calling. We want everybody to get at least one friend, teach them how to use Why Not, and have them call. Make sure they know what they're doing first so they don't leave us a bunch of noise, but let's try to improve it any way we can. Let's try to double the callers. We're going to have our LA diverter up for a while. So, hey, let's try to make Why Not better all the way around. Let's try to forget the bad stuff in the past, because there was a lot of it, and bring in the new. If you got a suggestion, either leave it on the tape or write on in. We'd really appreciate it. First comment.
Ah, hello, honey. This is Teddy Girl calling to you on approximately 7:30 on Saturday night. Teddy Girl, RCSTF. Leave a comment, a reply to Regina's comment on dual tape. I'm in a good mood right now, but that's why I left a comment on dual phase. It was not played. I don't know if it was because he did not have tape or he did not like me for some reason. I had never done anything to him, so I don't understand why he didn't play it. The comment may have been a little bit angry at that time. I was very upset at what she'd said, and I'm not really upset now, but I am still going to leave a comment on it since he didn't seem like he played it. I mean, I don't know if he's got something going with Regina or not, and he doesn't, you know, he's under her spell and is not playing my comments, or what, because I think it was a big comment and made a little angry, but besides that, still had something to say. But anyway, since that didn't happen, Regina doesn't leave her replies to comments on, you know, on your line, so she leaves them on dual face, so I'll leave it on this line, since I want to be normal. So I want to talk about some of the things that you did say to me, Watch Cunt. I want, first of all, you said that I made third-party billings to you. Yes, Regina, I did release third-party billings to you, only for one reason, because I was a little 15-year-old, or 14-year-old, or however I was when I left that thing a couple years ago. And you were pranking my parents day and night. My parents were very mad at me, and I just did not know what to do. I had no other outlet but to do that. And Stuart Funfelf, you think I'm involved terms with Stuart Funfelf? Well, little bitch, you can call. I'll have Stuart Funfelf leave a comment if you wish. And he'll tell you that I just went out and visited him a couple weeks back, and we were doing just fine. We may have had some differences in the past. I may have done some little shit things to him that I didn't know then, but Regina, at least I have changed a lot of my problems. Half of those things, I was never banned from feedback, and if you want to call, let Brian tell me that I was banned from feedback. And if I was banned from Pyro, naturally, that's gone, so you can't do much about that. And the link, I hardly ever even called the link, never mind get banned from it. And some other comments, the only people, I heard a couple comments, to the effect that, you know, some guy was sticking up for Regina saying I had a lot of problems and he was in there. The only people, I don't know if this guy is either down to, there's two people I think who's hanging around with Regina. It's either people that are to her mentality or the people who do not know about her. Because when I first knew her, I thought she was a great person. But until you get to know her, you really don't know what she's like. And if you think that Regina is so great and everything, I'd like to tell you a little story about something that she did to somebody I know. This is just one of many. This is one of the major ones. But there's been many, many others. And I couldn't mention all of them because she eventually called and told them, too. But what I want to say is there was a girl, and I'm not going to mention her name. Regina was talking to a certain girl, and she mentioned that she knew some person. And so Regina said, oh, well, give him my phone number and have him call me correct. So, the girl relayed this message to this guy, and the guy called through another line because she knew what Regina was going to do. She was going to try to get his number. Okay, so then Regina called through the other line, and when it showed up on her bill, it showed to be somebody that some joke line on his line. She got very irate and called this girl back, then telling her that why was, you know, he didn't call me direct and all that. She says, I don't know. She says, well, give me his number. And she said, no, he's my friend. I don't want to give him his number. So then what happened is that she said she would do anything she can to get that number. So the next day, the girl went to school. She called his parents and told him that the guy that she wanted to get his number were giving her pranks and all this. And so when the girl came home, she was doing nothing wrong, and her father got on her ass for it. So next thing, the father, she explained it to him, and the father said that if this happens again, then you can give me a call back and tell me to come to the phone if she calls. So she called, and her father wasn't home. And so Regina called up and said, she mentioned the name of a certain friend of her mother's and said that she was going to prank them until she could get the certain person's number. Now, I know this girl's not lying, and I know this is true. I've seen what she's done, and what I'm saying is the people that don't know about Regina are people that do hang around with her, or because she'll get you one way or another. She only has friends to use them. At least as far as I know, that's what she got me as a friend, to use me to get my number or to do something else. She doesn't keep friends long. If I was just called on on why not and say something good about her. She would have found something good to say about me. But I would love to, but there's nothing good to say about her. So if you're not with her, then she's going to do anything she can to just demolish you. And for all you people that think, you know, I'm all against her, I am for what she's done to other people and how she's caused heartache and pain for a lot of people and has messed up a lot of people's lives. She's just done a lot to people. And it's not just me, not just the people that run Why Not, because I would love to comment on their line if they were taking comments right now. It's just lots and lots of people she's done things to. Lots of people. And see if that's about all I have to say. But, so I'd like to reply also to, what's his name? Casey Almeida. He left a comment on Dual Face when I was listening to it. Kenny, I'm not saying that people that are blind, that's why she's blind. I don't know if that's why she does it, because she's trying to get her back on everybody, because she's blind. I simply said that that might be one of the reasons why she's so mad, I mean, and angry. I have nothing against blind people, and Casey, I don't have anything against you. Casey, I don't make third party billings to people. Half of the things she said was bullshit, and I'd like her to prove it if she can prove. See, a lot of things she says that people have said, that she said has all turned out to be lies. And I'm telling you, I'm saying to you, if you do this, I want you to call. I want you to prove it. I want you to have evidence that these things, that I did get banned for feedback. I want you to get Brian feedback to get on the line and tell me that I was banned for feedback. And I want you to get whoever else you think I've done things to. Sure, I may have enemies. Everyone has any, but Regina, I've gained a lot more friends over the years. I've got more friends than I used to have, and I am getting my life together, but Regina, you're still causing havoc for people and people's lives. You're still doing the same fucking things you used to do. You haven't changed one damn bit. And Regina, I just feel sorry for you. I mean, the people who hang around you, if they knew some of the things that I have heard about you, they would stay so far away from you. And Regina, I guess eventually, you're losing more friends. Everyone I talk to is more against you than with you. I think that's about all I have to say. I just basically want to put in the closing here. So, basically, I have nothing else to say. This will be my last comment. I just was very mad at what she said. And Regina says a lot of things, but she also leaves out a lot of things, you know, something that might get her in trouble, might get people to think what she's really like, and she won't reply to it. This is the time I tell you, or just saying, have a nice day.
This tape will auto-reverse momentarily. Please stand by. Apologize for the length of that comment. Mainly I played it for two special reasons. I want to state a couple of ground rules for Why Not. I really use that as an example. Number one, special on the list of the new Why Not improvement procedures, no more comments directed towards a certain person, putting somebody down or cutting somebody down or telling somebody something like that will be accepted on Why Not, especially in this Regina matter. No more. We will not accept any more unless you have another topic to bring up in the same subject, another idea that has not been exposed before that we feel is important enough, we'll play it then. If not, forget the rest of the Regina comments. We're not playing any more of them. We're not going to try to compete with Dual Fade to play Regina comments, and actually hopefully the ones that are cutting us down. We're going to put an end to it now. If you got a comment for Regina, send us a letter to a P.O. Box, and we'll make sure she gets it one way or the other. Number two, no language whatsoever dealing with a sexual tone in it. No sexual words whatsoever. If your comment contains these, we will either try to edit them out, We will not play the comment. This will be at our discretion. No more. Once in a while, if a word slips in or something, not a sexual word, but just a good old-fashioned dirty word, it may get out, but no more sexual words whatsoever will be played on Why Not. And that's really about it. Next comment.
Well, I see I was really clever to run input on 1669 today. Makes my line seem truly unique. I think we're kind of taking input, too. Oh, well.
Uncle Freaky, you should at least have the courtesy to say who you are for our new callers who don't know who you are. And to tell you the truth, they're probably glad they don't.
This is JC from Goleta. Okay, concerning the Braille newsletter. I don't know, friends. The August edition, Bruce has been a little, shall we say, procrastinatory. Well, I have too, so don't put all the blame on him. He really hasn't dictated the last part to me, that being the number list. And the August edition, I don't think we'll get out to the Braille public. But, and besides, I haven't got a chance to get to a copier, but I will in September because my school has one. So, that's it on that note. And to Dave Culver City, you sound a little bit like a friend of mine, whose name, well, he's not even phoned, I don't think. And we're going to have a call rate, so while he goes into his call rate, I'll probably blab on to the whole thing. Yes, well, I think that's all I have to say. Maybe I'll just go into silence and let the coupler just take its toll.
Okay, Casey, thanks for the comment. And you people who send in your self-addressed stamp envelopes or subscription people for the newsletter, the August newsletter is late, but it is coming. Bruce is working at it right now while I'm making this tape. You should be getting it any day now, and naturally you Braille users, shall I say, of the newsletter. I'm not quite sure. That's up to Casey, whether he's going to be able to get this out, actually, because he doesn't have a copier to use, like he said. So as soon as he gets that one out, you'll get the Braille edition, or the regular signed edition will be out shortly, since Bruce finishes it. Poor Bruce. Next.
3, 4, 6, 6, 6, 4, 4. Ah, yes. This is Sue Northridge calling at 10:51 on this Friday night. Okay. What my comment is about courtesy. I mean, AC/DC. Why did you hang up on me when you were talking to me on a 360 bit? First of all, I'm friends with people. Why aren't they sending back to me? I would like to know what Steve D'Artagnan's views are on this. And, I want this comment break. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Sue. I actually feel important for once. Someone actually called me by name, requesting my answer. Well, I feel you're right. Courtesy is very important, especially courtesy on a comment line. That's why from now on, if someone just leaves a bunch of, noise and or someone leaves a bunch of dirty language with their comment, I'm not going to be able to play their comment because, what they have to realize is what they're saying is just like on a PA system, just like broadcasting to everybody. They have to have a certain amount of tact, and they have to be very courteous in what they say so they don't offend anybody. And that's exactly the new standards we're going to be taking on Why Not here. And you are right. It is not right. Hanging up on somebody is very, very wrong, whether you're angry at the person or not. It's been done to me many times, not because necessarily I said something to the other person to make them hang up, but just for the fact that I didn't seem interested in what they were saying or something, and they just said goodbye and hung up. And it gives you a pretty bad feeling. You just try to feel, hey, who does the person think they are to do that? Because it really isn't right, and, hey, nobody is that special that they feel they can just clear a conversation like that. If you're talking to somebody, you have to give them the respect you still have to say goodbye. Saying goodbye and ending a conversation the right way is the right way to do it, and, let's face it, hanging up on somebody is the wrong way to do it, pure and simple. There's nothing more I can say. Next.
To Tammy from North Hollywood, with a over the eye.
I would just like to ask you why you think purple snails are a credit to society. I mean, if I ever saw a purple snail, I would smash it, and I would eat it.
Whatever turns you on.
This is John of Canoga Park. I have a question for those of you out there who are oriented towards phones, the electronics of it. When I call my cousin in Santa Monica, I find it very hard to hang up on the guy. As I hang up, he's still there. But if he hangs up, the lines are immediately disconnected. What determines the holding power of someone over someone else on the phone? So, like, is it switching the equipment, you know, stuff, ESS, left bar, or is it just dependent upon external conditions of which I don't really have any control? I just wanted to find that out.
Well, John, I'm fairly sure of how the conditions occur. If someone else has a broader viewpoint, more complete, you can leave a comment on the next tape. Generally, with crossbar and ESS offices, the calling party has control over the line. Generally, that will hold the calling party will have a hold over the line if he does not hang up, and usually the line will hold about 15 to 20 seconds and then will clear. It's another case if the party being called is a step office or the calling party. That step office has priority over the line, and unless that step office hangs up, there's no way the calling party or whatever the other party is, regardless if he's in a crossbar or ESS office, no way he can hang up. The step office has to hang up to clear the line. That seems to be a phenomenon. The way you do clear it, if you are in an ESS office and do have three-way, is to merely three-way something else in and dump them both. That's usually the easiest way. I know there's someone else out there who can explain this a little bit better. We'd really appreciate it. Next.
This is PCP with a comment for the 24th of August, 1979. I have some more phone numbers, public information phone numbers for you. There's the Lung Association at 988-3962. There's Dine Line. It will tell you just where you should eat dinner. It's in Culver City at 204-3463. There's Valley Warm Line for teenagers with problems or children with problems at 993-9323. There's the integration hotline. I don't know if it's working during the summer. Call your operator. And it's at Venus 2-5437. This is for the Canoga Park area. At 800-323-5177. There's the TV violence hotline sent by the PTA. And for those who speak French, you can call directory assistance in Quebec City, Canada at area code 418-555-1212, and you can try your French out on the information operator. A follow-up to last week's comment as to how I told what kind of children Steve and Bruce were, I think Steve is the oldest because he is more mature sounding than Bruce. Nothing against you, Bruce, but you're able to handle situations better, especially the Regina situation. Bruce sounds younger. He cries a little bit on the phone. He may not be able to detect it, but he really does. Steve is a relatively honest person, and he's got very good grades in school. You might have tried drugs a couple times, but you really don't like them. Bruce, your older brother and your younger sister, whatever it is, they got a lot more attention than you. You also get fairly good grades, maybe not as good as Steve. You will not put up with a lot of bullshit, and you had quite a bit of it at home with your younger brother and older sister, whatever the case may be. And one more question for you, Bruce. How did you get the name of Jet Watch? That's all for PCP this week. Goodbye.
Okay, Paul, we thank you very much for your little psychology information there and your public service numbers. To answer the only question I feel I should, I don't want to go into any more of that, explaining me and Bruce. And some of your answers were right and some were wrong, but Regardless, you want to know how Bruce got the name Mr. Outlaw? Well, very, very simple. Bruce used to work at a phone room in which they sold certain products by telephone, and that's all they had were watch lines there. And if you remember when I first brought Bruce in the phones, he got onto feedback, and somehow he got the idea that he could help people out if someone wanted a number checked or something, or wanted Bruce to call a number on his watch line, which he could be toll free. Bruce would see with the number had on it or something like that. And, I tried to explain to Bruce that something like that wouldn't work in phones because most people have ways of calling long distance numbers themselves, but he wanted to try anyway. So he called himself Mr. Outlaw, so people would call into him and on feedback and let him know numbers for him to check on his watch line. And never went over too well, but he stuck with the name anyway. I've tried to suggest other ones, but he still prefers Mr. Outlaw. Next.
Hi. Hi, Jose. I think Cornish Hart is a really nice guy. It's kind of weird, peanut farmers. You know, I don't think they should have a peanut farmer for a president. I really don't think that's nice. I'd like to hear some comments.
Well, we could start out with my comments. Next time, if you could possibly leave your name and your city, we'd appreciate it to know who we're speaking with. You just called Jimmy Carter a peanut farmer. He truly is a peanut farmer, but believe me, he's had a lot of education and various other things. Doesn't mean he's very much more qualified than anybody else to be president, but it's sort of better than saying he's just a peanut farmer, because he has a lot of college and was a governor, so he knows, slightly what's going on. Though many of us seeing his activities in the past months could doubt that he actually knows what he's doing with our government. But if you've got an opposing viewpoint, please leave a comment. We'd appreciate it. Well, folks, that's all the comments for this tape. As I said, the last few comments you heard were from the 14th of August, and before that, they were from the last week, because we had a surplus of them. This tape repeats momentarily.